Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to WAMS and the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, live in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And it seems like just yesterday, the world watched as Washington residents Al and Tipper Gore shared that famous lip lock at the Democratic National Convention. Well, you fast forward a few years, tend to be exact, the world watching Al and Tipper again as they separate and then head for divorce. While many people are shocked by the end of this seemingly perfect union and the allegations of Al Gore's infidelity, author and expert on aging love Bonnie Matheson says divorcing after 40 years may not necessarily be a cause for mourning. Sometimes it's one of celebration. And Bonnie Matheson joins us on WAMS today. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for being on the program and talking with us about your book, Ahead of the Curve, An Intimate Conversation with Women in the Second Half of Their Life. What brought you to write this book?
Well, I kept having conversations with women about reinventing their lives after 50, not necessarily divorced women, all women. And they kept saying, "Do you have a book? I'd like to, I want to read it." And I kept saying, "No, I don't have a book." And finally, I got around to writing one.
Oh. And as you look at it in particular the Al and Tipper Gore story and these folks have been together all these years and are now having this very public separation, what thoughts do you have?
Well, when I first heard about Al and Tipper, I thought I understood completely what was going on, but now I'm not quite so sure what was going on. But in my own case, my husband and I were. We really had a pretty good marriage, but it just sort of came to the end after 42 years. And we always talked, and we continued to talk, and we decided that maybe it would be a good idea for us to end it. But so that we could do other things, because we felt we had another 30 years or so of healthy life. I'd hate to be in the position of advocating divorce. That's not my thing. My thing is simply to say, if you find yourself divorced, or widowed, or your husband suddenly becomes very ill, or something so that your entire life changes, that it is in your power to create a new one.
And Bonnie Matheson is our guest today. She's a psychologist and author of Ahead of the Curve, An Intimate Conversation with Women in the Second Half of Their Life. And as you just heard, she knows of what she speaks. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the program, you can instant message your questions in or call us at 718-506-1900. And Bonnie's book available online and in bookstores everywhere. Now, you have a pretty unique story, not only with this split of your marriage, but you actually went back to college and got your degree after age 50. Is that right?
I did. When I was 50, I had it in my head that women nowadays often live to be 100, and so as I approached my 50th birthday, instead of saying, "Woe is me," like almost every other woman I knew, I was saying, "Wow, I've done a lot in the last 50 years, and now I have 50 more years to do whatever I want." And the whole key to that was the attitude that I had it. I mean, I could be hit by a truck. It doesn't really matter. It's just that I felt that I had time, and I promptly went back to school from scratch because I didn't go earlier.
Do you think that it takes some people, Bonnie, longer to sort of find themselves? You always hear about, young people in their 20s finding themselves. Maybe you were just sort of a late bloomer in that respect.
Maybe so. Yes. I mean, but I loved my first part of my life, I did exactly what I wanted to do then, being married and having a bunch of children, 5, and I had a real estate career. And, I mean, I was just fine. But as I approach 50 and since being over 50, I just find that it is a really fun time of life. And I've talked to so many women in interviewing women for the book. There were just story after story. And the really fun stories for me are the ones that have read the book and that say, "You changed my life. I didn't realize I could do this or that, or I went back to to work, or I went back to school, or I did something completely different, and I followed the steps in the book, and it worked, and that makes me happy.
Our guest is Bonnie Matheson. We're talking about the life changes that happen after many years. And why do you think it is that it takes some people so long to, quote unquote, find themselves?
Oh, I don't know. I think that we change. We evolve. And, I mean, remember the first time you suddenly had an aha moment that maybe something you had done 5 or 10 years before changed the direction your life lived? Your life has been lived, and I think as you accumulate those moments, you get wisdom, you gain wisdom, and that allows you to sift through what's really important to you and what's not important. You've maybe already done a few things that you thought were important but aren't, or weren't, or you didn't like them. And so I don't believe you ever stop evolving. I have a living, healthy, happy mother who's 92 years old, and she's still evolving.
Oh, that's fantastic. Our guest is Bonnie Matheson. Her book is called Ahead of the Curve, An Intimate Conversation with Women in the Second Half of Their Life. And the book, of course, has as many lady readers. If a guy were to pick this book up, would he, do you think, buy into what you have to say in there? Or do you feel like this book is sort of an anti-guy book?
Oh, no, not at all. I like guys very much. I'm not one of those women that think everything's all the guy's fault. It's not. And I've had some really fun comments from men saying that it helped them understand where women were coming from to read the book. And my book is very optimistic and upbeat. It's not anybody bashing book. That doesn't serve you.
And you said earlier in the conversation that you were married, I think it was for 42 years, and
yes.
It sounds as if you had a rather gracious divorce with your spouse and the father of your kids. How about tips on that? Because, you know, one of two marriages in America end in divorce. Can you give us a few tips on how to have a I guess, harmonious,
graceful
maybe, too much or graceful is much better?
Right. Our marriage counselor said we had a graceful divorce, and she used us as an example to others. I think one of the main things in some cases, I can't speak for everyone, but so many cases, actually both parties want out, but one may have instituted the discussion and the other one then gets mad and digs in their heels. But if they will be honest about the fact that they actually both want out, then wouldn't it make sense to agree about things themselves without necessarily getting involved with lawyers who just can't help but fan the flames of, I don't know, irritation and envy and arguments about who got what when, and just agree that they actually both want out, and then try to figure out the quickest, easiest, least expensive way to do that. And there are inexpensive ways.
Do you continue to have regular dialogue and conversation with your ex-husband?
Oh, absolutely. In the first place, we have so many grown children, and we have 15 grandchildren, and we're constantly going to, you know, graduations, plays, birthday parties, whatever, and we often sit next to each other. And he remarried last year, 5 years after our divorce. We've been divorced 6 years. And so the three of us sit together, and he comes to my family, you know, Thanksgiving and Easters and Christmases and things like that. So, I mean, no, we're fine. I mean, I really like him. He's a great guy. But it's just that truly, if one of us changed more, it was me, probably. And I just felt I had more mountains to climb. And that I couldn't do being the kind of wife that I was, which was old-fashioned, you know. I tried to make him the happiest guy in the world kind of thing. And but at the same time, he also, I mean, he didn't like the kind of busy wife that I turned out to be toward the end. So, but he respected it. It was partly because of his confidence in me and his encouragement that I went off in all these other directions. So, I have my own misgivings about divorce. I mean, I don't really like divorce. I don't think it's great. But on the other hand, for many people, it is absolutely the only way out. I didn't have that kind of situation, but I do.
Very interesting. Bonnie Matheson is the author of Ahead of the Curve, and she's talking about divorce and how women in the second half of their lives don't need to just sort of call in the chips and call it a day. That there's a whole lot more to life in that second 50, if you will. And let's talk about the three letter word SEX, sex life, and after 50. What are your thoughts, and what did you learn when you as a psychologist interviewed women for your book about sex after 50?
Well, it doesn't stop, and it shouldn't stop. It's part of good health. It keeps you healthy, just like eating and sleeping and exercise. And the young people just don't want to hear about this.
That's all right. We can talk about it anyway.
But I just want to tell you that even at very old age, sorry about my dogs, at very old age, people still have a very fulfilling sex life with a partner, whether they are married to them or not. And there are some discussions in Ahead of the Curve about just what you can do about that. I'm not going to go into the details. My children say, have you read Page Whatever?
And you say, I wrote Page Whatever.
No, they don't say it to me. They say it to each other. My God, did you read what Mother wrote? But I'm frank about talking to people about what, how they can deal with some of the certain things become less. They don't work as well, but that doesn't mean that they don't work very, very happily. I mean, our sex lives really are in our heads, our brains. And if you're feeling sexually attracted to somebody, you can figure out a way to both be quite happy. But the point is that a lot of people think that it's, they think they shouldn't or couldn't or wouldn't find a partner. But really, it's just like being a teenager. You have to put yourself where partners might be and be available. And don't ever stop dressing nicely, putting your lipstick on if you're a woman, getting your hair trimmed if you're a man, shave. And be attractive to members of the opposite sex. And they'll find you.
Bonnie Matheson with incredibly useful advice for folks who are over 50 and have gone through a life change. There's an old saw that if you make it through the first 7 years of marriage and you get past that seven-year itch, that it's much smoother sailing after that. Statistically, though, there's been an uptick in aging divorce. Your thoughts after doing research for your book, Ahead of the Curve, on why that's becoming more and more common?
I think one reason it's more and more common is that women can support themselves, can have a job and be, not reduced to necessarily living in their car if they leave their husband. I think
that's
really true. I mean, it's more accepted. You are not, completely shunned by married couples, and you're not, not called a scarlet woman for being a divorcee. And I mean, it really has changed. The attitude of the general populace has changed. Now, that may be a good thing or a bad thing, but it's very helpful if you're one of the ones that's divorced.
The book is called Ahead of the Curve, An Intimate Conversation with Women in the Second Half of Their Life. Bonnie Matheson is the author, and if you can't find it in a bookstore near you, Bonnie, is there some place on the web you'd recommend folks pick up the book?
Oh, any online bookstore. I mean, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and it's something like over 100, plus my website, BonnieBMatheson.com, and there's a website for the book called readaheadofthecurve.com. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter. We have to do all these things as we enter into the 21st century.
Excellent.
Don't be a
secret. Great advice in the book. And Bonnie, we're almost out of time. I sure appreciate you being on the show with us today. Pick up Ahead of the Curve by Bonnie B. Matheson. I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.